Well, good day to you. Thank you for your call in to Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. This is Brother Jeff again, and I'd just like to encourage you to get all of Jesus that you can while you're living, because the time is coming when you won't be able to seek the Lord. You won't be able to change the state of your eternal soul. Bible said we're going to be judged by our works. Bible says that what we did in the closets is going to be shouted from the rooftops. So let's be faithful, make our calling, our election sure. Let's make sure that we have saving faith and a righteousness that comes from faith and from Christ and not from the law. Well, it says here in James chapter 4, he says, "Go to now, ye that say today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then vanisheth away. For that you ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now you rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin." I want to just point out that little question in there. For what is your life? What is your life? What are you going to do when this life is over is another question I'd like to ask you. I mean, what are you going to do? You're getting, you're going, you're doing, you're whatever you're doing, but then one day, it's over. It's over. You're killed in an accident. Your body gives out. Something goes wrong. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. Death is sure, death is coming upon all men. I mean, if you don't believe it, just ride by the cemetery slowly and look at all the granite stones. They tell you that everybody that lived in the area you lived before you, they died, you will die. And now James is asking this searching question, for what is your life? And then he answers it, "It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. The tea kettle smoke, the puff of cold fog out of a man's mouth on a cold morning, the coffee pot, the little flicker from a candle, this little vapor of smoke, you see it, and then it's gone." Wow, it's hard to believe that men spend their whole life, and I can't believe people are so amazed at all the tinker toys of life, just getting more land, getting more houses, getting more equipment, getting more of this and that. They're saving it up, they're heaping it up. For what? They're going to give it to somebody else. Solomon answered that question, and he said, "What if a fool gets it after you die? Everything you have in your that you have dear to you today, whether it's friends or family or things, is going to be ripped from your hand by death one day." And so he asked this searching question, for what is your life? What were you created for? What is your purpose? Where will you be 152 years from now? Oh, you're going to either be in heaven or you're going to be in hell. All of our pride of saying who we are and what we are, all the people you step on to get up to the top are going to be the same people you're going to meet on your way down. That's correct. One day somebody's going to, you may be strong and able now, but one day you might need somebody to change your bedpan. You might need somebody to help you down the steps or whatever it is. You're going to need people in your life. And more than anything, you're going to need God. We need to make sure that our life is set and secure in our Savior. Oh, what a blessing it is to be able to live a life knowing that Jesus paid a price for our sin, that he sent the Holy Ghost to live within us, and that God the Father, the King of Kings, is for us and not against us through all the love he's shown us. But dear, this is a rebuke to our busy lives of getting and buying and selling and laying up and building bigger barns. Oh, you remember the story of the rich fool? He had a great harvest, the greatest ever. And he got to thinking, what am I going to do? I'll just tear down my barns. I'll build bigger barns. And I'll bestow all my goods. And I'll have it made. I'll sit back and say, soul, thou hast many goods laid up. Eat, drink, and be merry. But then all of a sudden, the death angel comes, and his name did not appear in the book. And the Bible called him the rich fool. We're a fool for something, I guarantee you. Paul said we can be a fool for Christ. I just want to encourage us to think about these things today. What is your life? What are you going to do when all this is over? You're going to stand before God. Make sure that everything you do is Jesus-centered, Bible correct, and has the love of your neighbor, the love of your fellow man involved. Oh, I tell you, the Bible says you keep the whole Bible when you love your neighbor as yourself. Loving God with all your heart and loving neighbor as self. All this is all the things, all the rules and regulations we add to Christianity don't matter a hill of beans if we don't love God supremely and love our neighbor as ourselves. Let's search our hearts. Let's meditate on this James chapter 4 passage and let's realize what is our life. God has a plan for your life of good and not evil if you'll obey him. Will you think about these things and have a good day?